T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's 8:24, the light's on, Light 100.5 WRCH. It's Al and Mike and Mary in the morning. We've got 3 scoops a day on Light 100.5.
It's time for our local scoop, which is brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And on the phone, J.R. Rusgrove. He is the owner of iconic restaurants in Bristol, the Pint and Plate, Parkside Cafe, and a brand new one that opens up on Monday, Pure Foods Healthy Cafe and Smoothie Bar. Good morning, J.R.
I'm here.
I'm so excited to talk with you about the new restaurant. But first, I have to say, I was watching the Cooking Channel, and they had the best thing I ever ate, and somebody was talking about lemon ricotta pancakes, and that was in New Orleans, but they can't possibly be as good as yours, which are at Parkside Cafe in Bristol, because we've had them so many times, and they're amazing, and we can't wait for you to reopen there.
I appreciate that. We really do.
Yeah, well, they're delicious. But now you've got a whole new menu, and it's Pure Foods, which is in the former spot of 457 Mason Jar. Tell us about this restaurant concept and what we can expect when we go in on Monday for curbside pickup.
Well, in the city of Bristol, my wife Leanne and I are pretty much known as the beer, bacon, and butter people. Our other restaurants do have vegetarian and vegan options, but not enough. We realized over the last couple of years that this trend is heading in a direction where people are looking for much more healthy alternatives. And a bar like we have, restaurant, and then the breakfast cafe, you can only do so much there. So we realized that it was time to open up an establishment that was serving the general public with these types of foods, a little bit of vegan, a little bit of vegetarian, a little bit of keto. And there's food here for just people who just enjoy a good salad with regular proteins on them. So it's a little bit for everybody. But City of Bristol right now doesn't have this type of establishment. And the property that we have moved into, we've spent the last 6 months renovating. We have absolutely amazing landlords. I have to give a shout-out to Sean and Lucy Casey. They have gone so far to help us to make this a dream for Leanne and I. The menu has a little bit of everything. We have breakfast foods on there. We're doing avocado toast. We're doing bagels with cream cheese with smoked salmon. We have breakfast parfaits. We have every kind of oatmeal that you could ever imagine with every kind of fruit. We're doing bowls, which are wildly popular, especially right now, the acai bowls, which everybody loves. The pitaya bowls. We have vegetable bowls, quinoa bowls, white rice bowls, smoothies, power shakes, salads, wraps, and sandwiches. You know, the menu is not that big right now because of what's going on in the culinary climate, as far as things kind of downsizing a little bit because everybody's having to order right up at a window, or if they're trying to do it over their computers. So we'll have our full menu out within a couple weeks, but for now, it's still a very decent-sized menu, and we're really hopeful that people will gravitate towards it.
I think it's an exciting menu. Let's go back on the smoothies. I want to talk about the fire breath smoothie. Talk about that.
That's my favorite. Matter of fact, I don't know what it is. I mean, we have a really amazing lineup of smoothies, but I think because it consists of dragon fruit, and for people that haven't had it, it has a very unique taste. There's also pineapple, mango, there's chia seeds, there's beets and coconut water in that particular smoothie. It's really, really delicious. It's different. It even has a very unique look to it. So I think the number one smoothie that we're so excited about has got to be the Bristol All Heart, though. We named it after our beautiful town of Bristol. It's got pineapple, strawberries, kale, oats, chia seeds, almond milk. It's an absolutely fantastic, if you're not a smoothie person or you're breaking into smoothies, that's a good place to start. And again, we love Bristol, so Bristol All Heart is the way to go.
Now, I saw that you're going to be serving Beyond Burgers, and those are my favorite now. I get those all the time instead of, the beef, and I think they're delicious. How do you prepare yours?
They're fantastic, and we're doing them grilled. You know, matter of fact, if people have never had, you know, I'm a carnivore. You know, I you guys know, you follow me on Facebook, you see what we do. I've had the Beyond Burgers, and I got to tell you, you're very hard-pressed to tell that you're not actually eating ground beef or ground sirloin or a brisket blend. We've even had vegans that have come in and vegetarians that have come in to eat these at our restaurants and send it back because they are so adamant that it is definitely a protein, a meat protein. And we tell them it is not. It's absolutely not. But they are delicious. They're very, very good. And matter of fact, we're going to have them here, obviously, at Pure Foods. We have them at Parkside Cafe, and we also serve them at Pint and Plate because they're just that popular right now.
All right, for salads, tell me about the Tuscan Sun salad.
Oh, Tuscan Sun. You know, that's our take on a caprese salad. You know, everybody, especially come summertime when the weather gets nicer, it's a lighter salad. We do a spin on it. We use heirloom tomatoes instead of a regular vine tomatoes or grape tomatoes. We make our own balsamic reduction drizzle that goes on that, fresh basil. I got to just say that too, Mike, Allen, Mary, that we have such an amazing supplier base to work with. The vegetables are absolutely, everything that we're receiving here at Pure Foods is absolutely incredible. We got our first delivery in yesterday. We were astounded by the quality of everything that's coming in here. So Leanne and I have never been one to skimp that way. We put a lot of pride into our product and what we do in the restaurant industry. And I just have to say, Pure Foods, in our eyes, is one of the, out of the five restaurants that we've owned and operated, we are just that happy and proud of this establishment. Even aesthetically, when you come here, the facelift of the building and what we've done inside is incredible. So I can't say proud enough, but that's exactly how we feel.
Well, walk me through the pickup and ordering process for Monday.
You know, everybody's had to modify with COVID-19 measures. You know, restaurants kind of got hit really hard with this. So because we can't invite everybody in, which we wish we could, to see what we've done inside, so we set up, like a lot of restaurants have, we have two doors in the front of our building. We have an order door, and we have a pickup door. Signs are clearly marked. We spend a lot of money on signage to make sure people coming here for the first time know exactly how it works. Our website will be live tomorrow morning, and we really implore people, if possible, to order online through it's www.purefoodsbristol.com. There's an online ordering system, and we find that to be the easiest and quickest way. You order from home or from your car. You give us 15, 20 minutes to get the food ready for you, and then you go right up to the pickup window and grab it. Or if you're not in your car, you don't have your cell phone with you, just come up to the window. You can order here. Menus are going to be placed staggered up the sidewalk because we have to have the 6-foot distance for everybody. So there are menus along the way so you can read them and find out what you'd like to have. But I think we have it set up really nice. And we have a beautiful, beautiful patio next door that on May 20th we'll have that ready to go. So if you do want to eat outside and enjoy your Pure Foods lunch, you can just walk next door and eat outside al fresco.
Well, JR and Leanne have done it again. It's purefoodsbristol.com. You can look at the website starting tomorrow. You can start enjoying the food on Monday. JR, we wish you the best. We're so happy for you, and we can't wait to get back to the other locations of Parkside Cafe and Pint and Plate as well. But good luck with the new restaurant on Monday.
Mike, I appreciate it, and Alan and Mary. And you know what? We are huge fans of WRCH, so thank you for always being so kind to us. You're a big part of our success as well.
We appreciate it. You have a great day, okay?
You too, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, best of luck.